news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 7:06, FM Talk 106.5, the Thursday edition of Mobile Mornings. Glad you're here. Dr. Bill's got our forecast on the way for this first full day. Well, not even a full day, but almost full day of summer. That's coming up.
We're almost 2 hours in.
Yeah, it's been now it can get hot. He'll give us details on that coming up, plus Captain Bobby Abercott, who joins us shortly, and we'll check headlines with Kelly and sports with Corey and Dr. Bill coming up at 7:35. Now let's check traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery traffic share, we've had a pretty good start so far this morning. Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. We've had a couple hit runs, but nothing out of the ordinary again this morning. Looks good from the 65 split out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore. If you're traveling downtown and coming in from the Eastern Shore, the Bayway, the Causeway have been running smooth. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value, and out-the-door pricing in just 30 minutes or less. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with a few afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be around 90 degrees. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
So why do teenagers play high school sports?
My reason why is a sense of purpose.
My reason why is to inspire others.
One reason student athletes seldom mention is to get an athletic scholarship. They know that only 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. So why do they play?
My reason why is friendship.
Tell us your reason using the hashtag MyReasonWhy.
This message presented by the NFHS and the Alabama High School Athletic Association.
7:08, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings, a segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. That's my buddy, y'all, Trey Bennett, and his franchise, Mobile in Baldwin County, doing work in residential, commercial, storage units. Listen, anywhere you got junk, even stuff outside the house. I don't talk about this enough. If you've, let's say you have a playhouse and swing set in the backyard and your youngest child is starting graduate school, quite possibly it's time to let it go. If you don't know how you're going to get rid of that stuff, that's Trey's job. They get rid of that playhouse in the backyard, the dilapidated playhouse, the swing set. If you got a storage building in the backyard, mm-hmm. You want that cleaned out, or heck, you want the whole storage building gone from the backyard, he could do that too. You got stuff in the attic you need gone, stuff you don't know, you know that you can't put it out for big trash, you can't throw it in the garbage. He knows how to get rid of that as well. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. They'll make that appointment time with you, a specific time. That's when they'll be there. They'll quote you a price, and they'll get to work.
Do you think that the person should sing Let It Go while they're...
Most likely, yes. Like, or at least have
inner Elsa.
Have the MP3 player and speaker right there, the Bluetooth, and hit that and just play that. By the way, if I ever hear that song again, you know how many times... Musically inclined, singing inclined daughter and wife and driving in the SUV,
I can't.
That's why I have headphones.
Camp Rock was that way for us. I mean, I know all the moves, I know all the songs, and...
Enough. Never again. That's for sure. 7:09. Let's check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Let's get to it. Thank you, Sean and Corey. Good morning. News out of Mississippi this morning, as a mom is now charged with murder after authorities say she left her child in a hot vehicle. That vehicle was parked in the driveway of the woman's home in Van Cleve. Little 10-month-old Cash Barnovich died when he was left in that vehicle, and authorities are not sure as to how long this 10-month-old was left in the vehicle. His 28-year-old mom, Elizabeth Marie Barnovich, has been charged with murder. Autopsy results show that the cause of Cash's death was hypothermia. The mother right now being held without bond at the Jackson County Adult Detention Center on a second-degree murder charge. Just another reminder to please make sure to check your vehicles, especially if you're driving a vehicle you're not used to driving. Perhaps you're picking up more kids because you're helping out. It just takes a moment for a situation to turn. That's just the mom in me. All right. He was trying to be a good friend, but I tell you, with friends like this, no thank you. This young person ended up being a carjacking victim. Mobile police say they need your help to find Juwan Berryhill and Jalen Jones. Now, we're not naming the victim this morning, but here's what happened. So when the victim offered a ride to these two people in the Birdville section of Mobile over to Nelly Street, the victim stopped the car to let them out, as a nice person does. They, in turn, said thank you by pulling out guns and starting to shoot at him. They even swiped his car. Here are the descriptions of the two people that police are looking for. 19-year-old Berryhill is 6 feet tall, weighing 150 pounds. Jones is 20 years old, 5 foot 8 inches tall, weighing about 150 pounds. If you see these two people, old enough to know better, may I add, you may call Crime Stoppers, 251-208-7211, and you can remain anonymous. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.
In Florida, there could be large reserves of energy off our shores. Safely exploring and developing natural gas and oil could boost our state economy and strengthen our national security. That's why military veterans from across the state are standing up for offshore energy exploration.
My name is James McCormick, a retired captain, U.S. Army, and I support offshore energy exploration. Many of our veterans are working in the safety field right now, in oil and natural gas. We're talking about not just powering our homes, but we're talking about powering our entire national defense network that protects us all so that we can sleep at peace at night.
Veterans across Florida are standing up for offshore energy, standing up for stable, affordable energy for homes and businesses, harnessed safely with new technologies. Stand with our vets. Go to exploreoffshoreusa.org to learn more.
Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man is found dead lying in the street. This morning, authorities in Escambia County, Florida are looking for his killer. Deputies were dispatched to Edison and Trenton Drives at 10:15 last night. The victim is a black man shot multiple times. A popular Midtown pub made famous by its burgers was a crime scene last night. A 65-year-old man was stabbed inside Callahan's Irish Social Club. Witnesses told News 5 people in the bar were able to hold the suspect until police arrived. We do not know the condition of the victim this morning. Mobile County's school superintendent says an investigation into hazing within Davidson High School's football team will likely not be complete before she retires next week.
Certainly, we want to make sure that all the facts are known before anything is done.
The family of the victim is calling for the team's coaching staff to be fired, calling hazing a systemic problem. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Truett Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truett Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truettinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truett Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truett today.
It's pathetic. Immigration laws anywhere in the world, nobody has laws like we do. We want to have a very strong border. As you know, I signed an executive order this morning letting families stay together. The laws are horrible. We have the weakest, most pathetic immigration laws anywhere in the world.
And the president, with that executive action, has started a new chapter in the debate about the border. President Trump said he didn't like the sight and the feeling of families being separated. President's surprise decision comes after images of children being separated from their parents erupted a national political firestorm. Trump administration consistently said they had no choice but to separate families because of the law. He said you can't do it through an executive order. But the Trump administration's zero tolerance policy enacted by Attorney General Jeff Sessions 75 days ago led to family separations, as it states that everyone who tries to cross the border illegally would be criminally prosecuted. As parents awaited trial, they were separated from their children. Now, this is a policy, you know, I'm going to argue that the policy is the law of the land. It was enforced by the AG, but this was already the law. This was already something that Congress had put into effect decades ago. Now Congress back on the hot seat and good to make a decision. The Cruz Amendment, there's a couple different bills floating around in Washington. They're looking at the executive action, the way I understand it this morning, is there the president giving Congress time to do something about it, to make an actual law, to change the law as it stands. So we'll talk more about this coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Also, speaking of attorney generals, Attorney General of the state of Alabama, Steve Marshall, confirmed now, coming in at 8 o'clock this morning. So we'll talk to the AG at 8. He's going to be in the studio. All right. And also, as we're talking about the President Trump front here, This is story had you and I talking a bunch this morning before we went on, you know, both as parents. But I don't think you even have to be a parent. It's not like, oh, only parents get this. Mm-hmm. I think everybody who's fair minded gets this. Peter Fonda should have a foot in his.
Right.
The U.S. Secret Service has been alerted to a tweet by Peter Fonda, who said Barron Trump, President Trump's youngest son, should be separated from his mother and put in a cage with pedophiles. Wait, here's the quote, the tweet. We should rip Barron Trump from his mother's arms and put him in a cage with pedophiles and see if the mother will stand up against the giant blank hole that she is married to. 90 million people in the streets on the same weekend in the country. And then another expletive. Mm-hmm. That was Fonda's tweet. First Lady Melania Trump's communication director, Stephanie Grisham, called the tweet sick and irresponsible, adding the Secret Service had been notified. Now, since then, Fonda, you know, has air quotes here, apologized and taken down the tweets, taken down the tweet and some others. Actually, he had a series of them. That was just the one that was the disgusting icing on the cake.
It's not okay.
No, it's not okay. And they also, speaking of Twitter, so Donald Trump Jr. weighed in on Twitter as well. Got to think about it. That's his brother, right? Talking about his brother.
Right. That's his little brother.
He said, "You're clear." This is to Fonda. "You're clearly a sick individual, and everybody is an internet bad." We'll leave it there. "But rather than attack an 11-year-old like a bully and a coward, why don't you pick on someone a bit bigger? LMK, which is let me know."
And there's another tweet from Donald Trump Jr., again, emphasizing this is his older brother, right?
Yeah.
He says, this is to Fonda, "I don't think it was possible. I didn't think it was possible, but I am Fonda, found a way to be as disgusting as his sister Jane was when she stood with the enemy in Vietnam. Doesn't get more vile than wishing for a young boy to be raped by pedophiles."
I got to say that it hits a point there. I mean, we're at, that's the low point.
There's one more line. "There's a special place in hell." And he copied in Sony Pictures.
Yeah.
And we're talking about why, because Fonda has a film that's set to come out on Friday called Boundaries.
But guess what? So Sony came out yesterday and condemned Peter Fonda's tweet, but said they're still going to release the movie.
Right. And hold on. A representative for Fonda told Fox News that the tweets were in an effort to, quote, "make sure that First Lady Melania and Ivanka communicate with the president the dire circumstances of separating mothers and young children."
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That does not excuse that behavior. No. And children should be off limits. Little Barron did not run for public office. He deserves to have his life as intact as possible.
You know, you wonder what in Peter Fonda's world made him think that was okay. You know, that's a question.
And we haven't even addressed the tweet. We'll do it later, but we'll talk about the tweet that the president put out in response to this.
Absolutely. That's coming up in just a little bit. Time to check sports. Here's Corey Lebowney.
Thanks, Sean. And good morning, Kelly. It's a Buenos Friday Dias. Eve. I know we've been speaking a little Spanish off the air, or attempting to anyway. The SEC continues to dominate in the College World Series in Omaha, Nebraska. Arkansas defeated Texas Tech 7-4 and is now one win away from the championship game. The Diamond Hogs now await the winner of the Florida-Texas Tech game that will be played tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. Because Arkansas is undefeated, the Razorbacks will get two opportunities to advance to the title game. Mississippi State will battle Oregon State tomorrow at 2 o'clock p.m. and could set up an all-SEC national championship game in the College World Series. The NBA draft will be held tonight from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York at 6 o'clock p.m. on ESPN. University of Alabama freshman point guard Colin Sexton is expected to be a lottery selection and would become the first player from an Alabama high school or college selected in the opening round of the NBA draft since 2010, when DeMarcus Cousins from LaFleur High School and Eric Bledsoe from Parker High School in Birmingham were chosen. Colin Sexton would also become the first Alabama player selected in the first round of the NBA draft since Gerald Wallace in 2001. The Phoenix Suns have the first pick in tonight's draft and are expected to select 19-year-old University of Arizona big man DeAndre Ayton, who averaged 20 points and 11 rebounds for the Wildcats. The Sacramento Kings have the second pick, followed by the Atlanta Hawks, Memphis Grizzlies, and picking fifth will be the Dallas Mavericks. Yesterday in Russia at the FIFA World Cup, Portugal defeated Morocco 1-0, Uruguay squeaked by Saudi Arabia 1-0, and Spain beat Iran 1-0. In today's action, Denmark is currently playing Australia, France takes on Peru, and Argentina will play Croatia. In Major League Baseball action, the Blue Jays bounced the Braves 5-4. And Sean and Kelly, here's an interesting situation. The Philadelphia Phillies beat the Cardinals 4-3, and the Philly Fanatic hit a fan, Kathy McVeigh, in the face with a hot dog with his customary hot dog launcher, causing her to have a hematoma because she was not paying attention and had her arm strapped to her body. Very interesting story. She said she's not going to sue the Philadelphia Phillies at this point in time.
At this point in time.
And they've offered her free tickets to a game of her choice.
I thought they were going to give her, like, free hot dogs for life or something.
And didn't their pitcher sing the national anthem?
That is correct. Yesterday, the Pittsburgh Pirates pitcher did sing the national anthem and did a wonderful job of that as well.
I know you have them beat, though, Corey.
Don't get me started, Kelly. The Yankees got a two-run homer from Giancarlo Stanton in the bottom of the ninth with two outs to defeat the Mariners 7-5. And the Mobile Bay Bears return back to action tonight, hosting a six-game homestand versus the Tennessee Smokies at the Hank. Starting pitch time is scheduled for 6:35. If you can't make it out to the Hank, there's always a benefit going on in the basketball gym at Cottage Hill Gymnasium. Starting at 6 o'clock p.m., the Mobile Hurricanes, led by head coach Ladero Bell, will take on the Mobile Police Department, known as the MPD Ballers, led by Police Chief Lawrence Batiste. All proceeds go to benefit the Hurricanes' participation in the 2018 Special Olympics USA Games in Seattle, Washington. Admission is only $5, so please go out and support the Mobile Hurricanes as well as the Mobile Police Department. That's tonight at Cottage Hill Warrior Gymnasium. Great cause. Yeah. I think it's going to benefit everyone involved, and they would love to see the fans and get real encouraged to back the MPD and the Mobile Hurricanes.
And that money can help them from an expenses standpoint.
No doubt about it, and it will help with those expenses. And that's a look at your Mobile Morning Sports Report.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump, and now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist? It's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with a few afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be around 90 degrees. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hard work is about to get a lot easier thanks to the great deals being offered on Ram trucks. Now, financing. Get a starting MSRP of $28,360 on the 2018 Ram 1500 Tradesman Quad Cab 4x2 after all cash allowances. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer, find more great deals on the full line of Ram trucks, and check out the tremendous payload and towing power of Ram 1500. When it comes to being more productive, avoid unnecessary downtime with Ram 1500's impressive dependability. And right now, finance and get a starting MSRP of $28,360 on the 2018 Ram 1500 Tradesman Quad Cab 4x2 after all cash allowances. Long live the truck that goes above and beyond, and hurry to your local Ram dealer today. MSRP based on Ram 1500 Tradesman model with MSRP of $33,860. Excludes tax, title, registration, and license fees. Manufacturer's total cash allowance equals $5,500. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Not compatible with lease offers. Residency restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Offer ends 7/5/18.
Good morning for the Spring Hill Toyota.com traffic center. If you're traveling on the interstate, I-10 eastbound between Daphne and Malvis, you've got a state trooper on the right median, so be careful. They're running radar this morning pretty thick in that area. The good news is a couple accidents we've had have been moved out of the roadways. Market in the Park is back this Saturday in downtown Mobile from 7:30 in the morning till noon. Stop by Cathedral Square to get locally produced fruits, veggies, plants, and flowers. Get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 76 now at FM Talk 1065. Welcome to summer. We'll talk more about this first day of summer with Dr. Bill coming your way just about 12 minutes from right now with forecast for the rest of the week and the weekend coming up. Listen to another story this morning talking about monetary policy and interest rates in this country. Now, average interest rate on a credit card, 18%. And a lot of people paying more than that. Well, you want to know a way to save some money every month? How about you lower your interest rate on your credit card debt with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream? LightStream rewards customers who have good credit with a great interest rate and no fees. You can get a credit card consolidation loan from 5.89% APR with autopay. You get loans from $5,000 to $100,000, and you can choose your funding date. Heck, you could do it as soon as today. And y'all can get an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get the discount, though, is to go to LightStream.com/Sullivan. My last name, Sullivan. LightStream.com/Sullivan. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information. All right, check in with News 5 and then Dr. Bill coming up next right here on Mobile Mornings.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The Baldwin County School Board will vote today on a proposal to put a school resource officer in every Baldwin County school. The county currently has 30 officers covering 47 campuses. A lot to gain and little to lose when it comes to a potential move from Mobile Regional Airport to Brookley Aeroplex. That's according to the results of a feasibility study paid for by the Mobile Airport Authority. The study says the city of Mobile could see a $1 billion revenue increase over two decades if the airport is moved downtown. It appears Alabama has missed the train when it comes to a federal grant that would have restored Amtrak service in Mobile. Governor Kay Ivey had until the end of the day yesterday to commit $5.3 million in matching funds for the grant. Pritchard City Hall will not reopen until next week. Crews continue to clean up after sewage flooded the halls of City Hall on Monday. The mess stems from an unpaid water bill. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG News 5.
Now through June 30th, save big at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes with clearance pricing and instant in-store rebates on all Liberty Colonial, Fat Boy, and Franklin Round Bolt Safe models. Hurry in while supplies last. Plus, get 0% financing and 12 months to pay with approved credit. Remember, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes offers free delivery up to 50 miles and most of all, service after the sale. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, located at Exit 5B, Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant yellow safe, 471-1137.
President Trump's executive order reversing his family separation policy leaves open the question of what to do with 2,300 children now being detained. Correspondent Nick Valencia reports authorities are providing some information about detention centers.
We're getting new images of facilities out of Florida and Virginia, the facilities for some of the younger migrants. It's a PR effort by Health and Human Services to show that these children are being held in good conditions.
Court filings claim that some teenagers being held in Virginia have been stripped, bound in chairs, and beaten while they were in handcuffs. Well, heavy rains have flooded streets in several Texas Gulf Coast communities. But correspondent TJ Cotini has some hopeful news about hurricane season.
The University of Arizona says its forecasting model shows there will only be four hurricanes this season, with only two of those being major storms of Category 3 or higher. That's far fewer than the 5 to 9 hurricanes that the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicted.
The Dow futures are down. NASDAQ futures up. I'm Evan Haney.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Lawmakers from both parties are criticizing tariffs the Trump administration has imposed on imported steel and aluminum products in the name of national security. Republican Senator Orrin Hatch, the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, says the tariffs are damaging the economy, hurting consumers, and disrupting relationships with longtime allies while giving China a free pass. German automaker Daimler has lowered its 2018 earnings outlook, a change that it says is partly due to increased import tariffs for U.S. vehicles in China. The company says it now sees fewer SUV sales and higher costs at its Mercedes-Benz car division than previously expected as a result of the tariffs, and this effect cannot be fully compensated by the reallocation of vehicles to other markets. Daimler produces SUVs in Alabama. The White House is set to propose merging the labor and education departments as part of a reorganization of the federal government. The changes would require approval from Congress. Lawmakers have not shown ability to do that. That's Your Money Now.
Get to Lumber Liquidators Yellow Tag Clearance Sale and get the latest flooring styles for less. Look for the yellow tags at your local store and save up to 40%. Get $1 off per square foot or more on all Bellawood hardwood, like classic Brazilian cherry. Save 10% on all Morningstar and Supreme Bamboo. Get all laminate on sale up to 36% off, plus waterproof floors from 59 cents. Stack out deals and more at your local store, plus special financing. Look for the yellow tag clearance deals at your local Lumber Liquidators today.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Nice ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. So far, Daphne and Spanish Fort, near accident-free. We've seen some heavier pockets of traffic at Tillman's Corner and Theodore along Highway 90, but accident-free conditions continue through Mobile, Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. Car Doctor has moved to 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West. That's I-10, exit 15A, and 1 mile on the left with new and used golf carts from Yamaha, and they've got the street-legal carts from Star. Call 287-2547. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, and I guess welcome to summer, right?
Yes, at 5:07 this morning. And now we can expect those temperatures to be over 90 degrees.
Oh, good. Now it's going to get hot. Okay, good.
Yes.
I can tell the difference now that it's officially summer. Yeah, what are we expecting today?
Well, 90 degrees.
There you go.
In fact, we could even exceed 90, maybe 91, 92 degrees are possible. We've got an upper air disturbance that's moving across Alabama, and that's going to help set off some thunderstorms this afternoon. So although it was quiet yesterday, we could see a few thunderstorms form after the noon hour. But the high today, around 90, perhaps 91. And then tonight, we'll get down to about 75, and there might be an isolated thunderstorm during the evening. As for tomorrow, mostly sunny. That upper air disturbance will move on to the east, and there's just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm tomorrow with a high temperature in the lower 90s. And as we look ahead to the weekend, mostly sunny skies for both Saturday and Sunday. Just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, and high temperatures this weekend will be around 92 to 93 degrees. And by the way, the heat index today should be about 100. 102 looks like that'll be the situation tomorrow. And over the weekend, that heat index will be around 102, 103 degrees for both days. So it's going to be a hot weekend.
Yeah, it sounds like it. What about the tropics, Dr. Bill? What are you watching?
Now, right now, we're doing pretty good. We still have quite a bit of thunderstorm activity and rain showers along the Texas coast. That's from that disturbance that moved in several days ago. Elsewhere, it looks good. A few scattered thunderstorms across the Caribbean and the Atlantic, but nothing organized at this time.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, and his forecast is a pretty decent one for the weekend. That's good because we got Captain Bobby Abrascato on the way with the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. I guess the first fishing report of summer officially will be in about 10 minutes. Also, with this summer solstice, of course, there's things that people do around the planet. One of the ones that gets the most press is in England.
Yes,
at Stonehenge, right? They they show up for the at the Neolithic monument there. 9,500 they estimated showed up at Stonehenge for the greet of the start of the longest day of the year. Sun appeared behind the Healstone at 4:52 British Standard Time to cheering and applause from the crowd. The summer solstice is one of the rare occasions that the English Heritage opens up the stones for public access, so everybody can kind of show up and mill around.
Yes.
As with last year's event, Wiltshire Police confirmed it had stepped up security with armed police on patrol. So there you go. So 9,500 people showing up at Stonehenge and greeting the longest day of the year. No word if there are any sacrifices made of maybe they sacrificed a beer or a Bloody Mary or something like that.
I must admit, I thought you were going to talk about, you know, the husband and wife race, where the husband puts the wife on his back and he runs the obstacle course.
Yes.
I was looking forward to that. Okay, now that I'm a new wife, I'm...
You're ready for that?
Yeah.
Okay,
we'll
go through some of the rituals out there for the summer. So, you know, and here's the thing. You've got Stonehenge, and you've got the half of what's on Discovery Channel is the mysteries and secrets of Stonehenge. You know, it's the fault of my forebears, the Celts and the Britons, because we didn't write anything down. We didn't have that writing stuff, that written language, and now everybody can just guess. It was going to be funny if somehow down the road, with all these theories about Stonehenge, and all there's going to be some Rosetta Stone, something found that's going to give, somehow they're going to crack the history, and there's actually going to be some written documents from the Celts, and we'll find out it's like a garbage dump or something like that. It's very significant, and if you look at this, and it lines up with the sun this way, and only on this day it cast a shadow here, and it meant this was a pagan ritual, and we're going to find out, yeah, it was just like a junkyard
all
or something. One day we'll find that out, maybe. All right. 738 FM Talk 106.5. We're coming right back. My friend Austin Key from Aero Exterminators in studio. And we're talking about bugs, as always. You're not talking about bugs, but one of the bugs that dominates most conversations for folks here is that of termites. And that's a big deal for us down here.
Yeah, the Formosan swarm, it definitely gets people's attention. You know, it's always, like I said, around Mother's Day. We're getting to that tail end of it, but we're still getting calls with people seeing them still.
How do y'all tackle that? How do y'all, when you come out and you set up a program to keep the termites out, how do y'all do that?
Well, you know, it's tough to keep that swarmer out because it's going to come through 1/64 of an inch. So the swarmers can get in the house. It's just a matter of how many you're seeing and where you're seeing them to actually determine whether you're having a problem.
Okay, so just because I saw some out by the streetlight doesn't mean I have them.
That does not. That just means they're somewhere nearby and they're swarming out. You know, if you call me and you say, hey, they're 2 inches deep in my bathtub, or there's thousands of them in my kitchen or in a particular room, then that would lead to a potential problem, and we'll definitely need to get on that one sooner than later.
All right, if we want to get y'all to come out and check it out, tell us how to get in touch.
You can reach us at 888-GO-ARROW or arrowexterminators.com.
Yeah, Terry on the text line says Stonehenge was a prehistoric Denny's, a Neolithic Denny's. That's why I go, what, you get the Sunriser platter there or something like that?
Oh, my goodness. Moons over my hammock.
Yes, yes.
That I used to tear that up.
We'll have to go back to Denny's chat here in just a second. Man. First, let's check headlines with Kelly.
Alrighty, thank you, Sean and Corey. 7:40 on your Thursday morning. We now have more information about a state senator's son after he was shot earlier this week. Senator Vivian Figure's son, Akil, thankfully did survive, but here's what we know. 29-year-old man is who police were looking for, turned himself in on Tuesday, or Neil O.J. McCaskey. He was a suspect in Monday's early morning shooting on East Azalea Avenue. Investigators say McCaskey drove to a home to confront Akil Michael Figures. He wanted to confront him about, guess it? Come on, guess.
A woman.
A woman. Mm-hmm. That is true. The morning ended with Figures being shot in the leg and the thigh and taken to a South Baldwin Regional Medical Center. But again, he did survive from his injuries. My goodness. Beginning today, Mobile has direct air service to Montgomery with one-way fares as low as $42 via air. Of course, we're very familiar with that name, a low-cost carrier, which in recent months started offering direct flights from Mobile and Montgomery to Orlando, Sanford International Airport in Florida. So now, Sunday, Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays, you can hop on an early afternoon flight from Mobile to Montgomery and then another the other way back. Works perfectly if you're coming to the port city to, let's say, take a cruise on Carnival Cruise Lines. One-way fares vary from $41.95 to $74.20. Website is flyviaair.com. Right now, flights being offered through July. And whether or not they continue will be based on, of course, demand. If there's a demand, then they will produce. And concurrently with your discussion yesterday, Sean, Via Air says that they currently fly from Mobile Regional Airport, yes, but they have expressed strong interest in flying from the downtown Mobile Airport at Brooklyn. Great news, because we know the positive feasibility report that just came out yesterday, thanks to Mobile Airport Authority Executive Director Chris Curry. Catch that podcast, the second hour of Midday Mobile yesterday, and hear more about the opportunities flying in our way. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College, just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man is found dead lying in the street. This morning, authorities in Escambia County, Florida are looking for his killer. Deputies were dispatched to Edison and Trenton Drives at 10:15 last night. The victim is a black man shot multiple times. A popular Midtown pub made famous by its burgers was a crime scene last night. A 65-year-old man was stabbed inside Callahan's Irish Social Club. Witnesses told News 5 people in the bar were able to hold the suspect until police
police arrived. We do not know the condition of the victim this morning. Mobile County's school superintendent says an investigation into hazing within Davidson High School's football team will likely not be complete before she retires next week.
Certainly, we want to make sure that all the facts are known before anything is done.
The family of the victim is calling for the team's coaching staff to be fired, calling hazing a systemic problem. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
The new 2-for-4 mix and match breakfast at Hardee's means you get two of our breakfast favorites for $4. Choose from the Frisco breakfast sandwich on buttery toasted sourdough or made from scratch biscuit sandwiches like the sausage and egg biscuit or the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. And 2-4-4 isn't some kind of secret code to get the deal. Just two sandwiches for $4. No password. So go hard at the Hardee's with the new $2-for-$4 mix and match breakfast.
For limited time at participating restaurants, tax not included.
7:45, time to check sports headlines. Here's Corey LeBounty.
Thanks, Sean and Kelly. Good Thursday morning to you. The SEC continues to dominate in the College World Series in Omaha, Nebraska. Arkansas defeated Texas Tech 74 and now is one win away from the championship game. The Diamond Hogs now await the winner of the Florida-Texas Tech game that will be played tonight at 7 o'clock p.m., Because Arkansas is undefeated, the Razorbacks will get two opportunities to advance to the title game. Mississippi State will battle Oregon State tomorrow at 2 o'clock p.m. and could set up an all-SEC championship game in the College World Series. The NBA draft will be held tonight from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York at 6 o'clock p.m. on ESPN. University of Alabama freshman point guard Colin Sexton is expected to be a lottery selection and will become the first player from an Alabama high school or college selected in the opening round of the NBA draft since 2010 when DeMarcus Cousins from LaFleur High School and Eric Bledsoe from Parker High School were chosen. Colin Sexton would also become the first Alabama player selected in the first round since Gerald Wallace in 2001. The Phoenix Suns have the first pick in tonight's draft and are expected to select 19-year-old University of Arizona big man DeAndre Ayton, who is 7'1" and averaged 20 points and 11 rebounds per game for the Wildcats. The Sacramento Kings have the second pick, followed by the Atlanta Hawks, Memphis Grizzlies, and picking fifth will be the Dallas Mavericks. Yesterday in Russia at FIFA World Cup action, Portugal defeated Morocco 1-0, Uruguay squeaked by Saudi Arabia 1-0, and Spain beat Iran 1-0. All three were identical scores. In today's action this morning, Denmark is currently playing Australia, France takes on Peru, and Argentina will play Croatia. In Major League Baseball action, the Blue Jays bounced the Braves 5-4. The Cubs blank the Dodgers 4-0. The Yankees get a two-run homer with Giancarlo Stanton hitting one in the bottom of the ninth with two outs to defeat the Mariners 7-5. And the Philadelphia Phillies beat the Cardinals 4-3. On top of that win, also the Philly Fanatic hit a fan, Kathy McVay, in the face with a hot dog with his customary hot dog launcher, causing her to have a hematoma. The Mobile Bay Bears return back to action tonight, hosting a six-game homestand with the Tennessee Smokies at the Hank. Starting pitch time is scheduled for 6:35. If you're not able to make it out to the Hank, there's basketball available to you. Tonight at Cottage Hill Gymnasium, starting at 6 o'clock p.m., the Mobile Hurricanes, led by head coach Ladero Bell, will take on the Mobile Police Department, known as the MPD Ballers, led by Police Chief Lawrence Batiste. All proceeds go to benefit the Hurricanes' participation in the 2018 Special Olympics USA Games in Seattle, Washington. Admission is only $5, and everyone is encouraged to attend. Come out and have a great time at Cottage Hill to support a great cause. And that's your Mobile Morning Sports Report. Excuse me. Report, Morning Sports Report, presented by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way.
a duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers have told us again, no wrecks in the roadways. Nice ride so far as you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway. You do have heavier traffic westbound I-10 now as you're traveling downtown towards the tunnels, but no other delays as you're traveling into the city. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear and you'll get the lowest rate of the summer. Stay on July 1st and 2nd at the $229 advance purchase rate. Just go to grand1847.com to make reservations. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with a few afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be around 90 degrees. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
All right, 751, FM Talk 106.5. Time to check headlines. And coming up, Captain Bobby's going to join us. But first, let's talk headlines with Kelly Finley.
Thank you, sir. Visit Vincent Paul Figaro. Back behind bars, he does have robbery and kidnapping charges already lodged against him. But Tuesday, he was arrested and charged and named the primary suspect in a recent carjacking of a woman's vehicle here in Mobile. Back on June 10th, Rachel Corona says a man approached her vehicle as she was on her way to work around 3 a.m. That's when she says she was forced to jump from her moving vehicle after Figaro allegedly took the wheel. She sustained bruises and scratches and suffered a concussion. Now, as for Figaro, he's also the suspect in a May 26 robbery and kidnapping case. In that case, listen to what he's accused of doing. Carjacking a man and then forcing him to go withdraw $1,000 from his bank account. When the man could not withdraw that much money from his account, he's accused of taking the man's wallet and phone and then forcing him into his own trunk. And he left the victim there, police say. Now, after being arrested and charged, Figaro says, quote, I know they got the wrong person. I'm going to get it straight when I get to court, though. We're going to stay on top of this story and let you know how he straightens it out. As for his rap sheet, it includes four concurrent 20-year sentences for robbery in the first. Four additional robbery first charges were dropped as part of a plea deal. His latest charges are for robbery first and kidnapping first. And before I let you go, there's a viral video that is really just gives you the heebie-jeebies. It's coming to us from WSFA. I've tweeted it out. A man from Alabama shot a rattlesnake, got a surprise when the headless snake tried to bite him long after he thought it should be dead. The snake was in the back of his pickup truck. He went to go show his father and his brother, like, look what I killed. Well, the animal began to move when he grabbed it with a tool, and the video was posted. Go to @KellyK2KFinley, and you will see that the snake was operating, they say, on reflexes, even though it lacked a brain. That's according to the Alabama Wildlife Federation. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Gosh, I got some buddies like that. Put it that way. All right, time to talk some fishing now. It's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with Captain Bobby Abrascato, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue, and HMS Marine Electronics, home of Garmin, featuring ultra-scanning sonar. Choose HMS for all your fish-finding technology, HMSMarineElectronics.com or HMS Marine Electronics on Facebook. And let's talk to the man of the hour, Captain Bobby. Good morning.
Okay, now let me ask you this. So you filleted a trout,
yeah,
and you got the carcass in the boat, and then it tries to bite you?
Well, I guess that's it. I was thinking about the same thing. That, or maybe you and I have sat down to a big plate of some fried speckled trout fillets, and they jump up and get right back in, in Mississippi Sound.
Oh, man, that's... you might have just turned me into a meatitarian or something, man.
Let's talk about that meat. I've seen the pictures already coming in from you this morning. Even though the wind is blowing, y'all have found some fish for sure.
Boy, I'm telling you, we have. It is just phenomenal, man. I think it's the summer solstice. I think that's what it's all about.
That's it.
Man. That's what we're fishing on, you know. But, no, man, the key was just, I wish I could say it was just talon and knowing where to go, but it was really trying to just hoping to get out of the wind. And fortunately, the fish have cooperated, you know. And, you know, we talk a lot about fishing slicks and looking for bait, you know, and that was the key to this deal today, too, is just kind of got lined up on some fish slicks, and fortunately there were some fish there. But you know, one of the keys with trout, and we probably don't talk about it enough, you know, is they've got to be able to see the bait. They're ambush feeders, so you really have to kind of seek out that clearer water. And you know, sometimes when you get wind like this, clear water is at a premium, so you really kind of have to look for it. And then the other thing is, even if you're not going to get super clear water, one of the other tricks you can do is get up shallow and make some noise like we're doing today with popping corks. So, and I bring that all up because you're going to be dealing with wind. We're going to be dealing with wind this weekend, so you probably want to keep that in mind if you're going to go trout fishing. It's just, you know, kind of figure out which way the wind's blowing and, figure out where you can get some protected area, and that's where your clearest water is going to be. And fortunately, right now, the trout fishing everywhere has been good enough that you can pattern fish like this and still catch fish.
I think when I checked it last night, Bobby, it was going to be a southwest wind this weekend. And if so, I mean, you know, you think about Dauphin Island being a barrier for that, Fort Morgan Peninsula. I mean, anywhere north side probably is our best bet.
South side, you mean. You want to get on the north sides of those places
right.
That you just mentioned. That's exactly what you're going to need to do to be able to catch fish this weekend if it blows. And as you well know, too, anything with a W in it really, really muddies the water, you know. So you really have to get out and look around for that clear water. And those are the kind of places, like you just said, that you can go out there and still be able to catch some fish. It's a bait deal, you know. I mean, I'm carrying artificial bait with on top waters and voodoos and stuff, but I would really make sure you have some meat on the boat at least to get yourself started.
Yeah, we last weekend catching them on both shrimp and croakers. You see one producing more than the other right now?
Not really. I mean, if you doing some of the shallow water stuff I'm doing, I prefer to stay with shrimp, you know, but you can use croakers, especially if you get around some structure. You have to slow down a little bit when you start using those croakers. You can't just move like we've been moving today, you know, fishing popping corks. You can't do that as well with croakers, but if you do get on some structure, that croaker bite's pretty good right now.
It was good this weekend. All right, let's talk about this. Somebody getting a trip booked with you and the A-team to go out this summer or this fall and do what you're doing now, catch fish.
Yep, and check it out. I'm glad you brought it up, dude. We got an all-new website. Just went live yesterday, and if you get a chance, check it out. Man, my man Will Harrison did just an incredible job with my website. There's some killer pictures up there, real easy to navigate, even on your phone now, and even have some video of him and his son whacking some fish the other day.
Good stuff. We'll do that right now, and Captain Bobby, you appreciate it. We'll check back soon.
All right, gang. I hope y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. Captain Bobby in the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company and HMS Marine Electronics.